Now, if we understand something about this Haskalah, which I've given you in only a few short minutes, we can now speak about its relationship to Zionism. But let me introduce one other ingredient as well in understanding the origin of Zionism. Zionism comes out of the Haskalah on the one hand and comes out of the new modern anti-Semitism on the other. Clearly, it is a response to both. And that dialectic is important to see exactly how to situate the beginning of Zionist ideology. Zionism emerges, as we said already, in a time of rising anti-Semitism. The erosion of Jewish political rights and the rise of powerful nationalistic and racial ideologies of exclusion. As we suggested, and here I want to reinforce the idea, what was new now was the fact that it wasn't clear any longer that Jews could make it. The ideals of the Haskalah, whether we spoke about Western Haskalah or Eastern European Haskalah, were the same. Educate the Jew, make him arrive at the standards of society. You remember when we read a couple of lectures ago, that selection from Wolf, let us raise the standards of the Jew to the level of science. Let us raise him up because he's really low now. The idea of integration meant that people would be more accepting of Jews in general on condition that Jews acted more like everybody else. And what that actually meant, and Jews, of course, couldn't figure it out exactly, it took them a while, but eventually they did, it meant obviously giving up that part of themselves that was most Jewish. In other words, by becoming, diminishing their Jewish identity, they would be like everybody else. They would evaporate into the general stream of humankind. So this idea of integration was both the case for the Western European Haskalah and the Eastern European Haskalah. Let's integrate. We believe in the goodness of humanity. We believe that ultimately, if the Jew makes an effort, and if those who are ready to give Jews rights and privileges also make an effort, ultimately things will work out. It doesn't happen that way. By the end of the 19th century, Zionism emerges in an attempt to suggest that this is all naive, that ultimately what rights had been given are receding, that the opportunities and horizons for Jewish life, meaningful Jewish life in European culture, are increasingly narrowing. A new political reality, new romantic notions, new racial ideas about the Jew. The Jew who is racially inferior can never change. He can't convert. He can't make himself look prettier. He can't put on makeup. He can't hide his big nose. He can't hide his Jewish characteristics any longer. He will be hated no matter what he does. In this new climate, the radical solution of Zionism is called for. Zionism is an acknowledgement that emancipation and integration are not working and that a new solution to the Jewish problem is in order. Now, let us come back for a second and see again the relationship between anti-Semitism on the one hand, Haskalah on the other, and we are almost ready now to talk about the emergence of Zionist ideologues. Zionists were clearly indebted to the Haskalah in offering them a ready-made critique of traditional society and a secular ideology of Judaism. Now, I haven't used the word secular yet, but I'm going to be using it increasingly when we speak about Haskalah first, Zionism second, socialist third. In all three cases, we have for the first time the possibility of defining one's Jewish identity without God. Notice the Maskilim, the followers of the Haskalah, when they criticize rabbinic society. They also threw the baby out with the bathwater. The rabbis are bad, and so is the notion of their God and belief and prayer and synagogue, all a waste of time. To be a Jew is to be a writer, is to love Hebrew, is to express oneself in terms of the aesthetics of one's day. And clearly, it has nothing to do with religiosity. From the Haskalah, the Zionists took the notion that one can be a Jew in a secular way. And religiosity need not be part of a modern definition of Judaism. Ethnic identity, a cultural identity, a commitment to a literacy, to a literary culture is really what it is all about. And we will see that most of the people I'm going to mention now are indeed fit into that category. Zionism also took the notion that rabbinic culture was really the sorrowful aspect of Jewish culture. It wasn't just that there are anti-Semites out there and that things are bad for Jews. It is worse than that.